Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, M2. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Start right, good line, good view. It drew, shooter McGavin. Two thumbs that's up high and two fingers pointed.
The green jacket is going north of the border. Mike Weir has won the Masters.
That I'm playing. For real. Sometimes these part three look like an island. I'm planning to keep it on dry land. At least I'm a try man. Up with the five and might use the trap man. I got a check man. Line single ball speed. Rate of that bass man. And we're that.
Welcome to On the Screws podcast. This is a very unique episode this week. We have somebody who I've been following for a long time. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, this is Jamie Staples. So Jamie is a professional poker player. In kind of my past, I've played a lot of poker. I've played in his home games. The biggest moments of my poker career, maybe not the biggest, but I won three of his first four home games. So this man's played some golf in his life, not as much anymore living in Montreal, but welcome to the podcast, Jamie. It is so great to have you here. I'm so thrilled. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my first ever golf podcast. So I'm super excited to get into it. Golf has been a huge part of my life up until sort of my poker career. So it's like, I don't know, it's a blast from the past, dude.
Yeah, well, we were just saying kind of off air, like poker and golf are two very time-consuming things. And I found when I played a lot of poker, I didn't play a lot of golf and vice versa. And it's something that, like, poker is such an infectious thing for a lot of players, especially if you kind of take it like a little bit more seriously. And I found that I would constantly just be reading, studying, playing, watching your stream. Like, I've got two accounts on your stream with, like, I lost my first account, but I have another one. So I've kind of been following your Twitch journey since kind of like the ultimate sweat now. So we can get into that even a little bit, but, it's been years and, hundreds of thousands of channel points. And, so Jamie is, a Twitch streamer. So maybe you can tell us, Jamie, kind of like how, maybe a little bit about yourself. Start when you kind of played a lot of golf and then you found poker and if they related at all and kind of how that's brought you back to Montreal, because I know you've traveled quite a bit.
Yeah, sure. So long story short, my cousin was a professional golfer. Mike Mazey is his name. He played in the Canadian Tour, played some nationwide events, which is no longer called the Nationwide, is it? And the Canadian Open a few times. So he was like a big inspiration to me and, you know, big cousin, cool guy. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to be a professional golfer. This is too cool, right? So, you know, 10, 11, 12, started hitting the course up there every day, all day, you know, 27, 36 holes, get the coach, junior camps, all that stuff, right? And I get down to like around the scratch handicap. I don't think I ever hit the 0.0, but around there. But I kind of realized when I turned 18 that, like, hey, I'm probably not going to be Tiger Woods. And that was devastating at the time. Right?
Yeah.
Turn legal age, could start partying, going out drinking with friends and stuff. So it was just like, life's a mess. But then I found poker, right? And I think a lot of the reasons that I wanted to be a golf pro when I was a young person, a lot of those were kind of superficial, like make something of myself. And poker was a game where I could do the same thing, except I didn't have to hit the ball 340. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I could compete with my brain. And I was like, okay, I think I can be better at this than I am at golf. And this is really exciting. So that really launched my poker career. And I kind of transitioned all of my time from golf into poker. And it went well, really. You know, I was just getting by for a couple of years, you know, living at home, took some classes in college and uni. And then things sort of took off 23, 24. I started a live stream on Twitch and, it got pretty popular pretty quickly, got sponsored. I was able to move up the stakes, get access to good players and knowledgeable minds. And sort of here we are today in 30. So I've been playing for 11 years now, full time and, sponsor pro for Party Poker and still at it, man. So that's the story from 12 to 30. That's
I love it. I love it. We've had a couple pros on in the past and stuff. And like you and I said, a lot of us golfers were degenerate gamblers. Like we get on the course and we want to just like bet on holes. I'm always looking to bet with some of my buddies, especially the guys that I'm better than. So always looking for that edge. Right. So, but poker's been a big part of my life as well. And I played a lot of it when I was younger. And that's kind of how I found your stream. I was just like looking around on Twitch. I played a little bit of video games and stuff. And I found your stream, and you and Matt were kind of, so Matt, I say Matt is your brother, also a professional poker player with Party Poker. And I've kind of followed your journey since the Ultimate Sweat. So when you think of like poker, you think of golf, it's like such a mind game, right? So you and your brother, got into a bet with Bill Perkins, like a $150,000 bet or something, which that would be the biggest stakes on this channel. We actually had a friend of the podcast, Gus, on about a month ago, and him and six of his buddies put $100 each on Phil to win the PGA, and he did. So they won like $120K as a group. So it's it was pretty wild. It was pretty cool. So hats off to Gus and his buddies. They didn't repeat at the U.S. Open, but you and your brother kind of you know, launch yourself into this bet. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Ultimate Sweat, because I know that's kind of when I found you, and that's sort of what got me following your page.
Yeah, so Ultimate Sweat was a big prop bet between my brother Matt and I. Matt, like you said, also a poker pro and a streamer. So we were doing a project called Streamboat with a new friend of ours named Bill Perkins, who we met, you know, through a mutual friend at a tournament stop. He's a really successful guy. Energy sort of hedge fund trading. So a very, very wealthy and successful guy, right? And he invited us down to his spot in the Virgin Islands to stream poker on Twitch on his boat. So I was like, okay, yeah, like I've never streamed from a boat. I've never been on a boat before, you know, or that big of a boat anyways.
Yeah.
So cool, I'm in, right? And so we were streaming on Twitch and the chat was talking and stuff. And someone said like, hey, how cool would it be if Jamie and Matt were the same weight? And at that point, I was a really big guy, 305 pounds, 306 pounds. And Matt was quite small. I think he was 130 or something like that, 130 or 135 pounds. And so Bill Perkins, always the gambler, and he likes to depend on these sort of things, said, I'll give you 50-1 odds. And, you know, I kind of looked at Matt and realized, when you get 50-1 on stuff, like, and it's possible, you pretty much take it, you know.
Yep.
That's a big bet. So I asked him, you know, how much can we bet? And he said 3,000. So I was risking 3,000 to win 150. And I said, we should do this. And Matt was like, okay. And that was it. We took it on, dude. And it was a year of insanity, craziness. You know, I was starving. Matt was bulking as much as he could, working out as much as he could. I was doing cardio. We were kind of traveling around the world at this point, so we lived in a bunch of different spots, like Costa Rica and Croatia and Malta, and I've been in Canada. So we were moving all the time, Romania. And it came down to it, we got it done. We were within 1 pound on the final day of the bet, scooped 150K, is 189.9, I think, or 198.
Wow. 8. So. Well, good for you guys, man, because that is absolutely incredible. And that's kind of one of those things that kind of sucked me in, right? Kind of got me watching your guys' stream. And like, I had already played quite a bit of poker. Like, I've played back in the Full Tilt days. So my history was sort of like, I don't want to say I was a crusher or anything, but I played a lot of heads up. And I got to, like, if you remember that, I got to like black card status on Full Tilt, yes. Which meant I played a lot of heads up games. And, you know, Mom, I did fine. I was okay. I did all right. But I met my wife now, and it's one of those things where, like, it's kind of like, I know you've mentioned it, it's hard to like explain to family if you're playing poker, and like everybody associates it with gambling and whatnot, right? And there is a form of gambling, of course. You're playing cards, but like you say, you're constantly studying, you're constantly playing the game, looking for edges over your opponent. So it takes some of the gambling aspect out of it. But yeah, that bet is kind of what sucked me in. And there's been so many moments that I've watched your stream over the years that that's why I reached out. When I know you've played some 2K 2-1 on there. What was your golfer's name that you were playing with?
Sanderson.
Yeah. So like, I know that you kind of got into that a little bit, and it was just kind of a thought. I was like, you know what? I'm always watching Jamie. Like, he's had a podcast in the past, or you have a poker podcast. I know you've been off for a couple of months, but I thought, yeah, let's get him on and talk about it. So one of the things that really sticks out to me is you guys were at your stream house. It was yourself and Matt, and I think there was somebody else there in Germany. I think it was in Germany. Is that right?
In Germany. My brother was there and Rebecca was there. We were in Berlin for a while.
Berlin, right.
That was 2 years ago, yes.
Yeah, and Matt's biggest cash was he finished third, I think, in like a Poker Stars event or something. So that was kind of another one where it really like stuck out in my mind. You guys were like so excited and I've just kind of been watching ever since as much as I can. So I thought, you know what, let's get Jamie on. Let's talk some golf, some poker. And I thought I would ask you, like, you've traveled all over the world. Like, is there any really cool courses that you've got to play, or maybe you can talk about some of your past golf?
Yeah, sure thing. So I really transitioned a lot out of golf. I've probably played 10 rounds, maybe 20 rounds since like my poker career started.
Yeah.
But I really miss it. And I think a good answer to this question, one, I played a course in Costa Rica, and I forget exactly what it was called, but basically there was like a flood, like a really big flood and a problem. Like some people died, like it was a bad thing. There's no power in the village. We were staying in Tamarindo for about a week. So we had to like work, you know, so we like needed to find power and like continue living our life. This was during the vet. And we ended up finding a resort that had like backup generators and there was no problem with their power. And I got to play there. I forget exactly what it's called. I'll try and find it for you after the show.
No worries. It was
a bizarre, you know, Costa Rica, you're in the jungle.
It's
like, I don't even know how I'm really living here, to be honest. This is crazy. And then like a real natural disaster happens. And it's just like the juxtaposition between like, oh, people are actually like fighting for their life. And like, oh, I found a resort. And like, this is the, you know, this is like the, when people travel to exotic places, it was like the dream spot. You know, I was like, oh,
yeah,
I'm playing resort golf, you know, like literally an hour from the village that we're staying in while we're playing poker. You know, that was super bizarre. And I'd never played golf sort of outside of North America at that point. So it was like, that was crazy. A second one is not actually a round I played, but it was during the lockdown. I was living in Scotland when COVID sort of hit. And so we were about 4 months into lockdown at this point. Golf courses weren't open. So you would actually go for walks and you could walk all the golf courses because they were just turned into parks, basically.
Yeah.
So on my birthday, we kind of broke some rules. You weren't supposed to drive a certain amount of time away from your house, but it's like, okay, we're going to drive like an hour and we're not going to stop anywhere on my birthday and we're going to walk the old course. So we went, we walked the old course and went over the bridge and got to sweat every hole and like see all the breaks and stuff. It was very surreal, you know, because that was like a holy ground for me growing up in golf, right? Like that was the dream. That was the spot where every legend the game has ever seen has walked over the bridge and played, you know. It was like almost like, as a 15-year-old, that's like a spiritual spot for me, right?
Absolutely.
Not anymore, but it was incredible.
Yeah.
So to walk onto the course during COVID, which is closed, and then see like, you know, there was like two 17-year-olds like lying on the 17th green, just looking up at the clouds, like it was a park. And I was just like, whoa, like, this is weird, dude. You know, like this is a real place.
Yep.
Like they, you know, just like this couple of just staring up at the clouds. I was like, wow, man, everything is shut down. It kind of hit me at the moment, what was going on in the world. And, but that was cool. That was cool to see that course.
Yeah. Cause I know, well, a couple things, like, I was watching the Open recently and it was at Royal St. George's, but next year it's at St. Andrews, the old course. And my wife has been there. I have never been there. On my father's side, we're from Scotland. So, it's something that I want to do desperately. We're trying to, make a plan to make it work for next year. I applied for tickets. So those ballots, those ballots and those draws, they don't really work out that well, but, I would love to just go walk that course. And I remember, kind of reading, like I've read back on it, it's obviously the oldest course in the world and it's only shut down a couple times. And like through World War I, it had closed. And there's like very few times that the course has actually closed its doors. So that's pretty cool that you got to go and walk on it. That would be a very, very different experience. And in the world we're in right now, we're kind of, I don't know, learning a lot of different weird things. Right. But, right before we turned on the mics here, you had played Bear Mountain. So one of the things I had mentioned, Mac Boucher, he was on the, not to be confused with me, Mac, a really good golfer, Mac Boucher. He's played some pro golf before, and he's got a really famous Instagram page. Great following. If you're looking to go watch, get into a rabbit hole of seeing a guy hit slingers, slices, the most controlled boomerangs ever, go check out Mac Boucher Golf. But the day that we recorded, the day after, he went out to Bear Mountain. So that was your last round, I guess, that you've played. Is that Bear Mountain, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the most scenic, like he said, it's just absolutely beautiful course. You know, some of the most beautiful scenes that you're going to see in Canada. So that was it on your birthday?
It was on my birthday. It would have been like 3 years ago now.
Wow.
It was the last time I played. Yeah. And I agree with the sentiment. I mean, a beautiful, beautiful spot. My fiance got me it as a gift, and we both went up there, stayed in the hotel, got some massages, played a couple rounds. I had some nice dinner. It was just, it's a really special property, and the view of all of Victoria, Vancouver Island, it's really nice.
So she got you the massages for your birthday, or she got them for both of you?
It was a couple's massage. We both rolled in there, you know, we put on the robe, and I was like, okay, we're doing this at the same time. All right.
Awesome. Let's do it. Yeah. So, I know B-Car a little bit through your stream. So if I refer to it as B-Car, that's just because I'm watching it forever. She always pops on. She plays poker as well. So that's kind of how you guys met, right? So, and now you've moved to Montreal. So, one of the things that I was looking up today is, quite a few of the guys I talked to that play pro golf, they are in Montreal right now. It's the first Mackenzie Tour event, or PGA of Canada event. I'm going to butcher the course name because I can't speak French very well at all, but the Club de Golf Le Blainvilliers. So if it's where you are, Jamie, you got to go check it out. Some of these guys are so good. They're so talented, but it's pretty cool that golf is kind of back up and running. It's in our area, but I hope you can get out and play. Do you still have the clubs with you, or are they back at your parents'?
I don't, dude. I'm going to have to pick up a new set. You know, and I was just getting settled this summer, so I didn't grab any for this summer. There's still time, but I'm thinking next summer, dude, I'll get a membership somewhere and like put in some rounds.
Yeah,
for sure, because there's apparently some great golf courses around here, and I'd love to try and stream golf. Actually, I think there's a pretty good market of people that could be interested in that if you could do it well. So it's been back in my mind of like, okay, as I get a little older later into my poker and streaming career, like it'd be nice to mix some of this in. So
yeah, golf is like, it's huge on YouTube right now. There's like a, like Garrett Clark, the GM Golf, and Good. I don't know if you've come across those guys, but I know you have a really successful YouTube page, but those guys have, found a way to make it work. And I've tried a little bit of course vlogging and stuff, and it's tricky, but you've got all the equipment. You might as well give it a shot one time. Right. And Montreal is known to have some of the best courses in Canada. They're actually hosting the President's Cup in 2023 or 2024. So, I had gone on to try and get tickets for that. They're not up yet. So who knows? Maybe I'll catch up with you at some point in Montreal. If you guys are still there, I know you bounce around quite a bit.
100%. I'd love to go to that event. Actually, I didn't know that. So I'll try and get some tickets now too.
Yeah. I think it's at Royal Montreal or something. It's like Royal Montreal is like the oldest golf course in Canada. And that would be a pretty cool event to go see. So if we reel it back, we talk about golf a little bit. You were born in Calgary. So anybody who's listening, a lot of the viewers are in the GTA area, Greater Toronto area, but we've got some friends down east. We've got a couple friends down in the States, some pro golfers and stuff. So a lot of people tend to head out west. There's so many good courses out there. So you were born in Lethbridge, I think?
Lethbridge, yeah. Just south of Calgary, 2 hours south of Calgary.
Right.
And you're right. I mean, I spent a lot of my year in BC, interior BC.
Okay.
And so it is just packed with golf courses, man. Like if you talk the Kootenay region, you know, Fernie and Cranbrook and Kimberley and Shadow Mountain and the Gary Player course and Blue Lake Gap and St. Eugene. I mean, that's literally all within 45 minutes of my, you know, where you spend a lot of time. So it's a hotbed for golf, man, for sure.
Yeah. A couple weeks back, I had, a gentleman named Mike. And he was, he's a golf blogger. So he's been out west, he's been down east, he's been up north and south of us, but he's played all across the country. And he had a lot of good things to say for a lot of the courses in Western Canada. So we're hoping to make that work next year. But who knows? Like, who knows? Travel is kind of, it's kind of limited right now. I'm not really sure what we can do. But I want to ask you, I figured I love asking this question to people. And I just feel like you'll have a very unique answer compared to some of the others. But if you're playing a round of golf and you can play and you can either have three or four and you can carry the bags, whatever you want, what would be your dream foursome?
So, yeah, I was thinking about that. I've been asked that before as well.
Okay.
It's a super tough one. I mean, if we're going like, if we're going PGA golfers, right, which is, I think is something that people resonate with anyways. I think if I had to choose PGA golfers, I'd go Tiger Phil for like current era, right? But then I'd throw a Seve Ballesteros,
yep,
and a Ben Hogan in there.
I love
just
it.
For like a four pack Seve for a little, you know, international flavor and action. Ben Hogan for the old school, like what was it like back in the 60s and 50s and stuff. So that'd be my four pack of golfers. I think like what I would actually choose is probably like really impactful people in history, you know, which is not as interesting. I don't really have a good answer. I think I would just choose like some politicians and some world changers, you know.
Hey, that's okay though. That's all right. It's always nice to hear different things. Like I had a company on just recently. They're gonna be a feature next week, Canadian Golf Company. And what the owner had said was like Matthew McConaughey, John Mayer, and Justin Timberlake. So it's always kind of cool to see different things. Like, you know, JT plays a bit of golf, and for me, like my answer would change all the time. I might have like, you know, my uncle in there. I'm probably gonna have Mike Weir in there because I'm a Canadian lefty. So how do you not have Mike Weir or Phil?
Yeah.
Just hitting like Phil's kind of taken the social media game by storm lately. Like, I don't know if you're following him much, but they've got the matches hitting like, yeah, activating the calves. And so Phil is doing pretty good. Plus he's the oldest major champion in golf history. Right. And of course Tiger is Tiger. So if we can get Tiger, of course we're doing that. Right. But, does B-Car golf with you at all? Does she get out with you at all, Jamie?
She hasn't. She's been, I mean, she's driven the carts in a couple of hours. She's never really played golf before. And I've tried to like soften her spirits a little bit on it, just in preparation for later in life. I'm just saying like, hey, B-Cart, you know, like I think like maybe in my 40s and my 50s, like I might spend a decent amount of hours on a golf course.
Yeah.
Just preparing you for this. Like, maybe you should try it. This could be fun. We could take lessons, whatever. It's cool. Like the fashion out there on the course for the ladies is really nice. And the men's, like there's some cool things, you know?
Yeah.
She's not super open to it at this point. I'll say that. But I will say she's just like, hey, like if you want to play golf, like, go play golf all day. I don't mind. Like live your life. Do whatever you want to do. I haven't sold her yet on the game. We'll see.
Well, it's kind of like I end up saying this like each week about how in the past, like golf has been kind of like seen as like an old stuffy sport, right? But you're right, like it's changing and there's some like cool fashion involved in it. And you guys have been all over the world. So, and you can see anybody watching this on YouTube right now, you can see all the art in the background and whatnot. So there's a way to express yourself on the course and it doesn't have to be by your game anymore. It's just you can get out there and have a good time, right?
100%. And people underappreciate just the pure, like if you strip away the game completely, you have a 4-hour walk in a manicured park and a conversation with other people.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, how is that not good for your physical health, your mental health, a great way to spend time? It's like, you know, I just feel like there's whole segments of the world that haven't caught on to like all the benefits of just spending your time playing this game yet. But they'll figure it out one day, I think.
Yeah, I played, I was lucky enough to, and I say I was lucky enough to, but it was probably a little over 2 hours. So it wasn't that slow of a round. We were just playing nine at my home course up the road. And there was a young man. He was, I got paired up with a young man, his uncle, and it was his first round of golf. And, so like I started talking to him, he had a really unique name. So I was kind of chatting with him about the game. And there's another gentleman in our group kind of giving him tips on every single shot. Right. So he's like, oh, always keep your eye on the ball, that kind of thing. And I said, you know, like that's a myth, right? Like, you can't keep your eye on the ball all the time. Like, just try to make contact. Do, like, you know, shorten up your backswing, whatever it was. I just said, like, I gave him, like, one thing, and he started to make a bit more contact and started to enjoy the game. I actually shot a really good round that day, but I kind of followed him around and just talked to him a little bit and why he was into golf and like, what his life is like. He's 16. Like, it was just kind of cool to, like, I don't know, have a conversation with somebody like you're saying. So that's a really good way of putting it, because we get kind of wrapped up in scores and whatnot. And I actually shot 35, which was part of my at my 9-hole course, so it was really, really good round for me. But yeah, it's just a good sport all around and connects everybody, kind of like we've done here, right? So I wanted to ask you, speaking about golf, we've got a beer sponsor named Triple Bogey Brewing. So they do have some, they are out at some courses. I know you're not a big beer drinker, but we've got the Swing Oil segment hydrated by Triple Bogey. So I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, just a couple rapid fire, some golf related, some not, and just throw an answer back at me, and then we can wrap up and I can let you go. I'm sure you got some things on your plate tonight, but this is Jamie Staples, professional poker player, and this is the Swing Oil segment. Jamie, have you ever had a hole in one?
No.
You have not?
Zero.
No? Okay. All right. All right. I've had one in my life, and I mentioned this, or I'll have mentioned this on next week's podcast, because we're recording this one a little before, but I recently had a close call. I've had a couple on par threes inside a foot, but I also hit just a bomb of a drive, 345 yard par four, and I put it to about a foot and a half. So I have to mention that every time the hole in one discussion comes up now, because I'm still jaded. But what's your lowest round to date?
I think it was either 69 or 68, and I'm not sure what it was. It was Club Championships, Lethbridge Country Club. Final round, dude, I was thinking, like, oh man, seven holes left. Can I birdie out and win this thing? No, I couldn't. But, you know, it was a pretty good round. And before that, my lowest round was 73. So I kind of crushed.
Good for you, man. That's wild. I haven't hit par. I've got to 74. I think it's now my lowest at Kawartha Golf and Country Club. I believe I've matched it somewhere else. But once you get subpar, that's a good golfer right there, man. Poker. Let's flip to poker. So your biggest cash to date?
105,000. And it was like 2 months ago.
I was watching that
$30 WPT event on Party Poker. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was pretty electric, man. I was there watching that and cheering you on. So the stream was on absolute fire. So congrats to you, because that is absolutely amazing, man. What a cash. And let's move on to the next, but I'm going to probably come back to that. Best golfer in the Staples family?
In the immediate family, me, for sure. But in the extended family, my cousin, Mike Mazey, you know, he played on some of the mini tours and stuff for a while, traveled around a little bit. So
very cool.
He takes the cake by probably 15 strokes.
I'm going to have to check that out. But, last one, I know you're a world traveler. You've kind of been all around. If there is this might be a layup, but a dream course that you would love to visit and play.
I mean, it's gotta be Augusta National. I mean, that place is like, I remember writing papers about it in high school, about Amen's Corner and stuff like that. You know, it's just like, I get it. Like, it's marketing. They've done a great job of positioning themselves. It's just a golf course, but it's where history has been made, you know?
Yep.
And, it's everything. So I would love to play Augusta National one day, I hope to.
I am playing a course called Wooden Sticks. There's a course just north of us here in Uxbridge, Ontario, named Wooden Sticks. And it's a replica course. They've got like 17 at TPC, Sawgrass, and they've got Amen Corner. And it's in great shape. If you're ever out this way, heading down the 401 to Toronto or something, you got to stop in and play Wooden Sticks. It's pretty amazing. So, but yeah, that was the Swing Oil segment hydrated by Triple Bogey Brewing. Jeff Tate and the team over at Triple Bogey always setting us up. So the beer cart rolls up, of course, grab a Triple Bogey. And thank you, Jamie. Like, this has been so amazing. I really love talking about poker. It's such a, I don't know, a fun game, or I'm not even sure if you call it a game, but just like a pastime of mine. And it's nice to kind of chat with somebody who's got a lot of like interests and had a lot of success, obviously, with a big cash like that. So did you get an art piece? It was an art score. I know it's an art score. So did you get a piece?
It was, yeah. So I do a thing. If I cash for over 5K in the tournaments, I get a piece of art. That one right there. This guy.
We can see the bottom left corner of it, but that is pretty amazing. That's really cool, Jamie. That's great. So if anybody's listening to this and like myself, we like to get out on the course, throw a couple bets down with our buddies, whatever it is, and go on a little trip or whatever, of course the cards come out and we play poker. So we want to go over and watch some of your content. How do we get a hold of you?
My name is Poker Staples on Twitch. So that's where I do a live stream, stream a couple times a week, sort of showcasing the poker I'm playing. But if you have a little bit less time than the live streams, you can always go to Facebook Poker Staples or YouTube Poker Staples, where we take those like 8-hour streams and condense them down into 15 or 20 minutes. So you get an interesting snapshot of the game. And I would encourage a lot of the golfers out there to really check it out, because I think there's so many similarities in the game that they're an endless, never-ending pursuit of always trying to improve and get better all the time. And I think there's so much depth to both games once you really get into them and discover them. So I think for a lot of golfers out there looking for something to play in the off season, you know, looking for something to mix their time if they are feeling a little burnt out, it's really interesting and fun hobby to play on the side both ways, for poker players and for golfers. So check it out, man. I think you guys will like poker.
Just don't sit down first game and play with Jamie or his brother. No, it's like that's actually a good thought and very well said, Jamie, because it is something that even now I'm removed from the game. Like I was telling you, I got invited to a game this past weekend I couldn't make it to, but you guys have home games on Party Poker, which is really awesome. They're like $5 and you can go on and play with some pros. If you knock some of them out, you can get like 5 times your value and you might run gold like me. I'm not a great poker player, but I won a few of those games in a row, so it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun to play those and it's just such like a really cool community, which is kind of what we're trying to do with the golf community here. So thank you, Jamie. How do we connect with you on Instagram? I post a lot of our info on Instagram. Can you give us your handle before you go?
Yeah, Jamie Staples, JAIMESTABLES is my main. I got a poker one as well. So if you're into the poker Staples, we got clips there every day. But Jamie Staples is me and my life. And I put vlogs up there for every once in a while and stuff. So
awesome. I will see you there. I will definitely post a clip here and I'll tag you in it so everybody can head over there and check out your content, because it is pretty amazing if you're into poker.
Awesome.
Thanks. All right. Much, yeah, thanks, Jamie. This has been awesome. And maybe we can catch up sometime if I'm ever at Montreal and grab a round.
100%. Repeat guests. Bring me back when I get playing again, dude. I want to talk strats.
Yeah, we'll have to. Once you get playing next summer, if you get a membership, free pass, you're back on the pod. And let's talk about that hole in one that you got, because I know it's coming.
He's out in my ball and of course when I tee up, I lose a ball and I re-up. I miss a fairway, I probably end up in the ocean or maybe the beach, and I'm on a par 5 and I'm finna go reach it. Second was blind, I ain't see it. Feel like it might be an albatross.